This recording, Sweden 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unusually mess. Unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mature a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Oh no, when I got back. Okay, I see. I thought you meant like what I want to do here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to spend some time with my family again. It was a long time since. And speaking Swedish again, because it's quite tiring to speak English. Do you mean something unusual, like Swedish tradition? We eat a lot of pickled herring. We eat a lot of fish in different kind of ways of cooking. And we are watching Donald Duck 2 o'clock each Christmas Eve. A Swedish tradition, everyone does it. And then often a neighbor dress up as Santa Claus and knocking on the door after everyone's watched Donald Duck, and he come with presents for everyone, and that's yeah. And the rest of the evening we're mostly like just eating candy and drinking glögg, this hot wine with a lot of spices, and it's very sweet. Maybe Rösti, who is it's raw potato who you slice, kind of, not slice, but you make them in small pieces, and you make them to like almost small pancakes and put them in the oven and have a lot of butter on it, so it's getting a little bit crunchy in the edges, and you have like creme fraiche, a click of creme fraiche when you're taking it out, and have some like maybe shrimps and some red onion and salt and pepper, and it's so good. It's delicious. I think that's what I'm gonna eat. That's something my mother always do to me when I'm coming home again. Ja, jag haft ganska många djur när jag var liten. Från början så hade vi två kaniner. Den ena hette O'boy, den andra hette Stampe. Och